In today's gospel, some people may view St. Peter getting out of the boat and almost drowning as a failure. He was a person who didn't have faith. But many writers say what courage it takes for us to get out of the security of our boat and go towards the Lord. It's very easy to be safe and secure where you are, but it's difficult to risk things. And one of the riskiest things that we have to do is this thing called forgiveness. Have any of you experienced those uncomfortable moments when you realize that you hurt someone, that you did something of which you are ashamed, you're not proud of, and you have to go up to someone and tell them you're sorry, ask for their forgiveness? It's an uncomfortable but a very courageous moment, which one person phrased this way: I don't need your forgiveness, and you don't need mine. But I need to forgive you, and you need to forgive me. It's perhaps a confusing phrase, but let me explain it further this way. When you hurt someone, and you're truly sorry, your job is to be sorry and to try to mend that friendship. And if you say you're sorry, your job is done. If that person says, I won't forgive you, I will never forgive you, that's their job. That's their work. Of course, we would love to have people accept our forgiveness, but Jesus on the cross, who offered forgiveness to those who hurt him, didn't wait for them to respond. He didn't wait for the pain to stop. He didn't wait for himself to feel courageous. He did it right away. The saints used to say, forgive early, forgive often. And if the person accepts your forgiveness, you've gained a friend, you've healed a relationship. But your forgiveness is not contingent whether someone accepts it or not. Have you ever heard those phrases when someone says, I won't forgive you till the day I die? One guy was so upset, he goes, I hope you don't have long to wait. But a little bit of humor reminds us that even in the Our Father, the Lord teaches us, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. It doesn't say as our forgiveness is accepted, as people respond to our sincerity, whether they do it or not. Because forgiveness is your ability to preach the gospel and heal wounded relationships, heal wounded hearts, give a person the ability to see that this is a place where the Lord can heal us. Whether someone wants to accept that opportunity or not should not be a time when you are manipulated by someone else. If you are sincere and you have forgiven, you have done your best. If that person responds, great. If they don't, pray for them. Give them every opportunity to heal, because forgiveness is about your freedom. It's about you not recycling garbage. It's about you not saying, I am going to give life to evil things. It's about you saying, you know what? My life is so important to me. I'm not going to carry this around with me. I ask for forgiveness. I give forgiveness. The person can respond or not respond. I care, but I am independent of what they do. So today, as you think of perhaps how you have been hurt and how you may have hurt others, fight for your independence. Ask the Spirit of the Lord to give you wisdom to forgive and forgive often. The Lord says 70 times 7. And sometimes it's the same thing that's bothering you for weeks. How could they say this to me? How could they do this to me? Forgive and forgive and forgive. It's about your freedom. It's about you not recycling the evil thought, the evil deed that wants to take control of your life. So we don't really need each other's forgiveness, but we really need to forgive one another. Slava Isusu Christu!